This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
It is music from PYG, All of Me, featuring Akira Music, Tessa, and Skilo Beats. 23 minutes after 2 on Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. The best of lunchtime radio is definitely in a full swing. I go by the name of King Pasha, but the one to stalk himself, your side chick's favorite DJ. It is a beautiful Friday afternoon. And as you know, on the last Friday of the month of July, you know what that means, right? It is time for us, actually, to get to know the artists that are doing amazing within the province and let you in on the artists that you don't really know much of, right? We call this Limpopo's next big thing. Now, if you're a Limpopo musician and you would like this platform and your music is registered, all you need to do is send through your music and your profile to music@capricornfm.co.za, and you can also cc chris@capricornfm.co.za to include in the subject line Limpopo's next big thing. We might be featuring you within the month of August, right? But today is no different. I'm joined in a studio by an emerging Afropop and dancehall artist from Louis Trichardt, who goes by the name of Masilu, but the streets know him as a BYG. BYG, what's good, man?
Yeah, what's up? What's up?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm good, and you?
No, I'm clean. Thank you so much for joining us on the show, brother. So every time I have people join me in studio, right, I play a little game with them. We call this this or that. So basically, I give you two options, and you just choose one.
Okay.
As simple as that. So, TikTok or Facebook?
TikTok.
All right. Winter or summer?
Summer.
Being in studio or performing live?
Performing live.
Single or taken?
Taken.
Okay. Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Phone calls or text messages?
Text.
All right. So, since we got that out of the way, let's get to know you a bit better, man, so that the people that do not know who BYG is get to know who this brother is. So, tell me, man, if you had to describe yourself as BYG, what kind of person are you?
I'm an Afropop and dancehall musician based in Louis Trichardt. Just outside Louis Trichardt.
Sure.
In Chikota.
Sure.
Yeah, around there, I'm currently the biggest young artist.
Shout out.
Not young, I'm just the biggest artist
around there. Oh, dope.
So, yeah, man.
All right. So, the name BYG, where does it come from, the name BYG?
The name BYG is like, I just changed. My name wasn't BYG. Then when I was growing, I realized, my name wasn't that much word.
Uh-huh.
Then I said, okay.
You're free to speak Venda, by the way. Even though I can't reply, but I can understand.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah.
The name BYG is like, the name I was using, I didn't like it. So
okay.
The name BYG comes from the best you got. B is for the best. Yeah. And like
All right. Now, a lot of people remember, you know, their first encounter was with music, right? They remember that moment when you realize that, you know what, I don't only listen to music, but I want to actually make music. When was that encounter for you? When did you feel like, you know what, as BYG, this is what you want to venture in for your career?
I started singing, I think I was in grade 7 or 8.
Okay.
But then the fame started around like when I was in grade 10. From grade 10 going up there, the grade 10, 11, 12, then people were starting to know me, this BYG, BYG's this and that. Then when I was in grade 10, when I was in grade 12, I featured this guy I called Unarine.
Mm-hmm.
He's well known.
Yeah,
you get me. So we made a song called Baby Mama.
Okay.
The song now is on 55,000 plays, streams on all platforms.
Wow, dope.
And this year I was in studio with Mizofil. We made something. Yeah, so new music is coming.
One time. So why did you choose Afropop and dancehall? Like, why that genre? Why specifically Afropop and dancehall?
Because if you check, like, we're not a lot. We're not that much Afropop. So it is easy, if you know what you're doing, to break out out of Afropop than other genres. Because if you check amapiano, there's a lot of people doing that.
True.
And this hip-hop, there's a lot too. Mm. So Afropop is just a few. Mm. So it's easy for you to break out if you know what you're doing.
100%. Big shout out, man.
Yeah.
So who inspired you? Like, who inspired you for you to, like, you know what, want to be where you are today and even more? Who do you think inspired your craft?
when I was growing, I used to listen to AKA Super Mega. So that guy, but then Super Mega was not like an Afropop person, but then sometimes he would hop on it, sure, and he would kill it.
Mm-hmm.
So I realized, dude, I can also do this thing, man. Maybe I can change there and there, but then maybe one day I'll be like this guy.
Yeah.
You get me?
All
so,
right.
Yeah.
Now let's speak about, you know, the highlights of your career. When did you start feeling like, you know what, my career is going somewhere?
I think when I was in grade 2024, mm-hmm, when I was booked at Makado Exhibition. That site, Makado Exhibition, is one of the biggest events around here.
Okay.
So when I was booked there, I went and I performed and the crowd was vibing and stuff. So yeah, shout out to Makado Exhibition. Even tomorrow, there is Makado Exhibition.
Oh, okay.
I'm also gonna be there tomorrow. I'll be there at Makado Exhibition. So yeah, people better pull up in numbers because it's gonna be jump.
All right. Now, what has been, you know, within the music industry, there are a lot of challenges. You guys face a lot of challenges within the music industry, but how do you navigate and, you know, overcome these challenges as an artist?
Like, this music is not for the weak, because sometimes, just that these days I can also produce for myself, because sometimes you can go to someone's studio, then you record. Those people is not like, sometimes you can record and they won't give you your songs. It also happened to me
a
few years back then when I made a song and I paid for it.
Wow.
But then I never got it. Even today I'm still waiting for the song.
Imagine.
So it's better if you do your own thing. Like now I just do my own thing, and this guy, he's literally my producer now.
Okay.
Skillo Beat.
Okay.
Skillo Beat is the one that's making my songs now. Each and every song I'm making now is produced by him.
One time.
That's why on each and every song of me, Skillo Beat is gonna be there as the producer.
As the producer.
So he's the one doing it now.
All right. One time. We are hanging out with BYG, telling us his life story as an artist, right? Limpopo's next big thing is what we're doing right now. So all you need to do is send through your voice notes, your text 0798996226. If you have any questions, any compliments for the brother, send them through to my WhatsApp line 0798996226. BYG is in the studio. I have a message here that says, "Hi BYG, your little sister here, so proud of you, bro." So keep your messages, keep your voice notes coming through 0798996226, 0798996226. Send through your compliments, send through your messages, because we have BYG in the studio. Now, BYG, let us go through your songwriting process, you know?
Yeah.
Do you hear a beat first? What happens? Like, do you have a beat first so that you can write? Do you freestyle? How does it work?
I don't freestyle. Like, I write in the studio.
Okay.
Every time when I go in the studio, maybe the producer can just play a beat. Then when I'm listening to the beat, I will be writing. Then I'll be writing. I write in the studio. Yeah.
But what inspires those lyrics? Like, is it the beat as well? Or what actually gets you to that point where you're like, you know what, I want to talk about... What do you talk about? Like, do you talk about everything you go through or what?
My music is about real life because, like, even the song Baby Mama is, like, for women who are always there for their families, baby mamas who are, like, you know, single parents.
Yeah.
And all young people who got like single like single parents.
Yeah.
So if you're a baby mama or a mother or anything, then yeah, the song is for you.
So what do you hope, you know, in terms of, because obviously you have different styles in your music, but what do you hope that the listener gets from your music?
You know, just like the music, then my music talks to you. So yeah, if you listen to my songs, you'll hear, look, this person is talking to me.
Yeah.
Because it's not all like only one song. I have a lot of songs, different messages, but then mostly they are about love. Love songs or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, the song Baby Mama is big, right?
Yeah.
It is big right now. So I want to find out from you, how do you feel when you see a song that you made get so many tags on TikTok, people singing along word for word to the song? How do you feel?
Baby Mama changed my life.
Ah, dope.
Yeah, because like, even people who didn't know me before, because of Baby Mama, now a lot of people know me. Because around that side, there's no event they're gonna make without me. The people need me.
That is big, hey?
Yeah, so without me, they're not gonna do anything that side. So Baby Mama changed my life, like my career. Yeah, and I hope maybe I'll make another song bigger than that one.
No, most definitely, most definitely. But let's speak about that as well. How did the, you know, the collaboration with the gents come up? Like, how did you know that these are the guys that I need on the song? What happened?
You know, like that song, when there's this guy called Kelly's Guap, he sent me the beat.
Okay.
When he sent me the beat, it's just like he didn't send me the beat. I bought the beat from him.
Oh, okay.
When he sent like 4 beats. When I sent, then I was listening to the other one, like, this one is gonna be fire because it's Afropop. Okay, let me check who I can feature. Who maybe I can afford to feature.
Okay.
Because I paid all of them.
Okay.
Who I can afford to feature on the song.
Mm.
Then I realized, dude, okay, I have Una Rene's numbers. We talk, we fine. Then I was like, I sent him the beat. Hey, bro, can you please open the song? Then he was like, okay, send me this much. Then you send me this much. Then I was like, I don't have that much. Maybe I can give you half. When you're done with the project, I can give you the rest. Then again, one day, he recorded the thing and sent me like a snippet. Then I heard the song, yeah, it's fine. Then it was like, you gotta send the rest so that you can get the song. By that time, I didn't have much. Then I called my uncle, the one who's my manager.
Yeah.
I called him, Ish, we have this song which is coming.
Mm.
The song is mine, but then it's not yet mine because I haven't paid for all of it. Then I was telling you, Mori, maybe if you can give me money to pay for this song, I promise you we're gonna make something out of it. Then the guy was like, okay, no problem, let me give you. Then he said, I must send the Una Rene's things and stuff. He sent Una Rene the money, then Una Rene sent the project. Then the same day I also hopped in the vest.
Yeah.
When I hopped in the vest, there was one verse left.
Mm.
When there was one verse left, I also checked, okay, the song is already fire. I'm there. Una Rene is there. We need someone who can also do the same.
Yeah.
Then there's this guy called T-Rage Skitty. Mm. He was big back then. He was like known and big.
Mm.
Then I realized, okay, if we can get this guy on the song is going to be more fire.
Yeah.
Because like he used to do Afro pop and you see. Then I texted him. The guy was back. Like he stays there at my hood.
Mm-hmm.
Then I called him. Hey, bro, can you please open this song? Then he also wants mine.
It's all about the money.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, bro, me, I don't have. Okay, it's fine. Just come to my studio. Then we can make something.
Mm.
Then he came. He recorded. I told him, me, I don't have money right now. But then, I won't drop the song until I pay you.
Mm.
Then the song was done. I think we said like a year without dropping the song. No one knew the song was there. I knew, my uncle knew, Una Rene knew, and the guy. Just because I couldn't pay the other guy.
Mm.
Then the other guy was like, bro, I can see maybe you just don't want to pay me or anything. Just release the song because you can also hear the song. It's fire. He wanted to release the song. Then I told you, Mur, you can't release my song. It's not your song.
Yeah, it's mine.
So I'll release it myself. Then the guy was like, we had a little fight. He wanted to release it and I was also going to release it. I told him, then we'll drop together if it's dead. Then the same time he was starting to talk about releasing. I uploaded the song on all digital platforms. So when he uploaded his, it showed him the song is already there. Then you can't drop. For you to drop the song, it belongs to BYG because it was already there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man.
But is the relationship still good? Like, everything is fine?
Yeah, we're good because, like, he also sees, Vele, this guy pushed this
song.
The song pushed.
All right.
Because now, even if I gave him, he was not going to do that.
Yeah, but now since you're saying, you know what, you're hoping to make a bigger song than this one, do you feel the pressure that there is a lot of pressure for you to actually release a bigger song then?
I feel it.
Really?
Yeah, I need a bigger song than this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, now all right. I can feel it.
Now let's speak about, you know, BYG as a brand, BYG as an artist. Where do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
The next 5 years?
Yeah. 5 years.
I mean, I'm going to be far.
Mm-hmm. Paint me a picture. Draw me something.
The next 5 years, I'm going to be far.
I just gave you a blank sheet. Picasso it for me.
In the next 5 years, I'm going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not five, maybe three. Just give me three or two.
There. We're just using the word there.
Now I can see the way.
Uh-huh.
Now I can see where I'm going.
Mm.
So just give me 2 or 3 years, then I'll be there. Not five. Five is a lot.
Oh, dope, man. I love the confidence. But now, are there artists that you'd like to see, you know, yourself work with, you know, maybe the guys that you feel like, you know what, if I get a feature from this guy, we'll have another hit song?
Yeah, Mizofil, but then Mizofil, we have a project.
Okay.
Me and Mizofil, we have a project, so I won't say him. Maybe people like, there's this guy, Asati.
Okay.
Even Ramsey. And maybe JR Player.
Okay.
Yeah, those are the people that maybe I can feature.
That's
because
cool.
I can see Uri. Maybe we can, we do like love songs.
Yeah.
Maybe we can do something.
Chama Boys.
And even Unarine. Mm. Unarine, I still want him. If Unarine comes and say an EP, we're going for it.
Oh, that's dope, man.
Yeah, Unarine.
So, I mean, you've been dropping singles. When do you think is the right time maybe for you to give your fans a body of work, an EP, maybe a full album? What's your take on that?
You know, I'm not going to drop an EP now.
Okay.
Because, like, I don't understand. You see, I'm not yet there.
So I hear you, yeah.
This, what kills upcoming musicians now is because they want to drop EPs in their early stages in their career.
Sure.
People don't stream one song of you. You know, maybe when you drop the song, you'll say, hey, I want this song to have like 55,000 streams or 30,000, whatever, 100,000.
Mm.
Then when you drop the song only gets 1,000.
Yeah.
So if they couldn't stream only one song, will they stream seven?
Yeah, that's true.
They're not going to stream the seven. Yeah. So maybe when you can hear I'm there, even if I can release an EP, people are going to listen.
Yeah.
That's where you can drop.
Nah, big shout out for that, man. And as we wrap it up, before I let you go, is there anything you'd like to say to your people, to your fans, the people that have been supporting BYG? Is there anything that you'd like to say to your people?
Yeah, I love them so much. They must keep supporting me. And let's not forget, tomorrow we're going to be at Makaru Exhibition. It's going to be jump. It's a five-day event. It already started. From the 27th to the true Sunday, it's gonna be there. But then tomorrow is the main event, so people must pull up at Makaru Exhibition to see me, to see my live performances there. So I'll be there. It's gonna be jump, all as right. always.
All right. How can people get a hold of you? Social media bookings.
On my Facebook it's AKA BYG. Instagram it's BYG Worldwide, and TikTok is BYG Worldwide. When you go to my profiles, these on my bio, you'll get my booking details.
Big shout out, my brother. Thank you so much for coming to studio, joining us right here. We really do appreciate it. All the best in your future endeavors. We shall wait for more singles so that we can support the music and have you back in studio, right?
Yeah.
Big shout out, man. And that is it. BYG is out of here. If you still have more messages, more compliments for the brother, keep them coming through. Send through a voice note, send through a text, 079-896-226.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.